So let's switch gears to the emotional ride. And I don't want to get too small chunk into, you know, specific mechanisms, but having not had the value of your trans training yet, I evolved an approach to presentation skills that's mostly about teaching people how to be effective and comfortable going through an emotional ride of their own on stage, and how to manage that instead of getting upset or nervous by it, and be masterful in moving through their own emotions while they deliver a compelling presentation, and essentially building an opportunity for their future listeners to take the ride with them. And we love to take the ride as listeners. We want our trainers, our speakers, to succeed and be effective. We want to take the ride with them. And you, for example, we've talked about how one of the ways that people can learn and demonstrate and do these skills, because of course it's best to learn by doing, not by reading or etc., is you like to have people practice like a comedy routine.
Right.
And I do that too, and I also...
I never tell them that in advance, though.
See, I've let the cat out of the bag.
Tell them in advance.
There's lots of different ways of demonstrating the skills. I mean, some people want to talk about stuff they've, you know, that happened to them, and inspirational stories they experienced as a kid or earlier in their lives. There's lots of different reasons someone might want to come to a program like this. Some might be they want to do stand-up comedy. That's great. Some might have a voice inside them. They don't know how to let it out. Maybe they're a little fearful of it. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're excited about it, but they don't know how to package information well. All of these things can be masterfully brought to the surface and evolved and let's say refined through your guidance. And you know, knock on wood, a little of mine too. I think there's some different tastes that they can get from each of us.
Oh, absolutely.
So you asked me whether or not there would be people there that would be coming to learn how to train NLP, and while it's possible we might get one or two, that's not our prime focus. That's not our love, isn't teaching that. We're not certifying that. We're helping people to become more gifted presenters. I can't wait to teach that course with you. So I'm really looking
forward
to it.
Well, and likewise, and you know, I for decades now have had, well, I'm not doing it now, but I mean there are my presentation course out there on, I don't know if video, but definitely on audio, a number of different versions of that. And the goal was not then either to train people how to do NLP. That was something completely separate. It was to take people, professional people who wanted to be better at speaking, or people who've never spoken who want to speak, to be able to get up, whether it's in front of two people or 200 people or 2,000 people, and be able to deliver a message. But the one thing that I believe you do, is, and my promise was, I don't want to teach you something you can learn from a book. I don't want to teach you something that you get from Toastmasters. What I want to do is I want you to have the experience of being able to do something and have fun doing it, so that you want to do more of it because it was fun to learn. And so in Master Track, we did a lot of this, and that would be to model elegant speakers or therapists or attorneys or presenters, and we did that in my presentation programs as well, you know, is to look at elegant models of people who are doing what you want to do, and then kind of finding out what is it that these people from different walks of life, maybe it was a stand-up comic, maybe it was a therapist, maybe it was an attorney, what did they all do in common? Because the basis of modeling is comparing what do these people do similarly, and also contrasting what do they do differently that allows them to be unique and successful in what they do. Mm-hmm. You don't only want to do the contrast, and you right. don't only want to do the comparison, you want to be able to do both. All right, and then how do they use these things to get an end result, and whether or not they're aware of what they're doing. I mean, you know, you can go to the model and go, how did you do that? But if they
may not be aware.
They may not be aware, but you don't need that. You don't need to know what they know in that regard if you can observe them and watch them and begin to compare and contrast. And one of the easiest ways to do that is compare and contrast different examples of people doing similar things in similar situations. So a stand-up comic is in front of the room, an attorney's presenting in front of a room, a minister may be presenting in front of the room. They don't have the same goal, well, they may, it's to influence or to elicit a response or whatever, but one is to talk about religion, and the other is to convince a jury somehow, and the other one is to have people laugh. And guess what? Truly the hardest thing is to have people laugh. I mean, because you've got to create involuntary responses every few seconds in people. So your job is to elicit an involuntary response out of somebody, and to do it repeatedly for a given amount of time,
right?
And to do it successfully enough that when you're done, people have enjoyed it, you know, so that you killed the room as opposed to bombed, which are interesting. You either kill the room or you bomb. So the bottom line is how do you elicit responses in people? How do you get your audience to go with you? I'm not going to teach you how to do every 30 seconds have a punchline, you know, and elicit that response. But if you can begin to learn how to get that, whether that response is curiosity or fascination or anger, you know, I've had enough, or, you know, what are the responses that you wish to elicit in your audience for what your outcome may be as a speaker, then how do you go about doing that? How do you do it so that you have fun without making it this whole tough mental exercise?
Sure.
You know, so training for me, or practitioner, presentation skills for me, is just about getting up and having fun in the front of the room.
Absolutely.
And doing it enough times while you're there that you can continue it once you've left.
Indeed. No, I think it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to participating in it, and also assisting in the guiding some of that.
Well, and
so likewise. So interestingly, you covered a lot of bases there. I mean, you covered that trainers' training or presentation skills training process involves not only getting up and having fun, but also a little bit of modeling, a bit of learning how to sort differently for things you observe, comparing, contrasting, and then having, and this may be key for a lot of people, the behavioral flexibility to do whatever is required.